This is a group processing session by L. Ron Hubbard, given on the 8th of June, 1954. The title is Group Processing, Solution to Something. This group processing session is 61 minutes long. Reproduced by Golden Era Productions.
Well, should I ought to process you now or give you a talk, or what should I do? Now, what was that, process? You mean you want some processing right now? Gee, what bears for punishment. You know what I'm liable to do if I process you right now? I just plain completely run out of easy group processes. Oh, of course, we could dream up a group process such as count your toes, and count your toes again, and count your toes again, and count your toes again. We could dream up a process like that. But I warn you, all the processes I can give you now are real rough. And you probably are in pretty good shape, but if the emergency auditors will be very alert, we will continue on with processes. Now, again, I'm giving you just totally untested processes. I wouldn't know whether it'd make you well or not. I mean, you have to prove it to me. All right. Let's settle ourselves and put with the shoes under the under the seat. All right. The first thing I'd like to have you do right now is just get the fact that it will always be worse and will never be better. Just get a hold of that as a problem and be the problem. It will always keep getting worse and it'll never get any better. You get onto that as a problem? Isn't that a nice problem? Always get worse. It'll never get better. So just be it as a problem. And sort of look around you and watch how it makes people figure. Get the idea? You be that problem now, and you watch other people figure on it. It'll always get worse, never get any better. Now just be the problem, and then watch somewhere around you. There you might get an idea of something going figure. You do that easily? Let's be that problem even better now. It'll always be worse. It'll never get any better. Just be that with great conviction now, and watch all the figuring going on. You might change the wording out. It'll always just keep on getting worse. Now, can you sort of spot people figuring around you there? I mean, your mother or somebody figure. Let's be that problem even more convincingly now and watch somebody figure on it. You find somebody figuring there? Find something figuring as you're being this problem? All right, now let's just take a slight variation of this. Let's you be the problem. I'm unsolvable. Just hold on to that and get an idea of people figuring about you as long as you hold on to that. And get how much attention it gives you. I'm unsolvable. Who's he get your attention from? Let's spot him figuring. All right. Now let you get the idea of just looking at something out in front of you there, which is utterly unsolvable. And you get the idea, figure about this thing. And it's adamant, solid. It's just unsolvable, utterly. All right, you get that real good? All right, now you be unsolvable and watch something else figure. Just sit there and watch it figure. Now change your being's unsolvable to, it'll always get worse, it'll never get better. Not only unsolvable, but it's going to deteriorate. Let's be that problem real good. Oh, you can be that problem better than that, much more convincingly. And now as you're being that problem, out in front of you someplace, have somebody challengingly say, what's so serious about it? Now have somebody behind you say, what's so serious about it? Now somebody over to the right side of you saying, what's so serious about it? And you just be the problem, always getting worse. And now somebody over on the other side of you saying, what's so serious about it? That make you get more convincing? As an unsolvable problem? Let's have somebody in front of you now saying, what's so serious about you? And somebody behind you, what's so serious about this problem? Somebody over at the right side of you, what's so serious about this problem? Somebody over at the left side, what's so serious about this problem? You get more convincing each time. Okay, now let's put this problem Let's put this problem now out in front of you. It's unsolvable because it's always going to get worse. It's never going to get better. Put this problem out in front of you, and you ask it, what's so serious about it? You got the problem out there, and you ask that problem, what's so serious about this? Now let's put the problem behind you, and you ask it again, what's so serious about it? Now put it over on the right side of you and ask it again, what's so serious about it? Now the left side of you, ask it again, what's so serious about it? And have it get more convincing each time. Now put this problem below you, and you say to it, what's so serious about it? And now put it above you, what's so serious about it? Ask it now. Okay, now you be the problem. You're unsolvable, and it's always going to get worse. It's never going to get any better. Now you be that problem. Now be that problem very convincingly. Now have somebody in front of you asking, what's so serious about it? Figure, what's so serious about that? You be the problem. And now I have somebody behind you ask you the problem, what's so serious about you? And have somebody over on the right side of you now ask, what's so serious about you? You go on being this problem. It's always going to get worse, this problem. Never going to get any better. Somebody over on the left side of you now, what's so serious about this problem? Now have somebody below you ask, what's so serious about this problem? Here you are, unsolvable. Somebody below you says, what's so serious about this? You don't give them any answer, you just sit there and be the problem. All right, now get somebody up above you demanding to know what's so serious about this. Okay, now you put that problem out in front of you. put the problem out in front of you, and you look at it, and you want to know what's so serious about it. Real serious problem, and you put it there, and you want to know what's so serious about it. Now put it in back of you and ask what's so serious about it. Now put it over on the right side of you and ask what's so serious. Now put it over on the left side of you and demand to know what's so serious about this problem. It tells you very bluntly, it's always going to get worse now. That's what's serious about it. Now put the problem below you and demand to know what's so serious about it. Now put the problem above you and demand to know what's so serious about it. Okay, now you be the problem again. Now you be this unsolvable problem. Problem has no other definition than that things are all going to get worse, never going to get better. That's just the problem. Can you be it? You be a living example of this now, in a moment. But things are always going to get worse. They're never going to get any better. All right. Now you put a figuring machine out in front of you to figure this out, to figure you out. Put a figuring machine out there in front of you to figure you out. And watch it figure. Now put a figuring machine behind you. Put a figuring machine behind you to figure you the problem out. Make it really whir. Now put a figuring machine below you to figure you out as a problem. Now put a figuring machine above you to figure you out as a problem. Now put figuring machines all around you in many positions simultaneously, all of them figuring, and you're just sitting there being the problem. Okay, now what these machines are figuring now is why it's so serious. These machines are figuring why it's so serious. Got it? All right, now let's do with that for a moment. Let's dispense with that for a moment. And let's see what kind of a problem you could be. What kind of a problem you could be that would get attention from your mother? What sort of a problem would your mother grant beingness to? Let's be that problem. Let's just check it off and be that problem. Okay, what sort of a problem could you be now
to get attention from your father. So he'd grant beingness to you. Now, what sort of a problem could you be which would get a marital partner, husband or wife, to grant attention to you? Okay, now what sort of a problem could you be that would get a teacher to give you attention? Okay. Now, what kind of a problem could you be to keep from getting attention from your mother? How would you have to be so as to have no attention from your mother? And now, what kind of a situation or beingness would you have to assume so that your father would give you no attention? And now, what sort of beingness would you have to assume so that your marital partner would give you no attention? Okay. Now, tell me something now that you could own for sure. Something you really know you could own. You know, an old burned out match, something you know you really could own. Absolutely. Got it? Something you know you could own. Now get several of them and push them into your body. Get a lot more of them, push them in. Now let's see if you can find some other things you could own. Get several of those and push them into your body. Get a lot more of them. Push them into your body. Now get a whole bunch of pictures of any kind now, and push them into your body. Even black pictures, any kind, just so that you can push them in. Okay. Now, name three people who do not at this moment have to give you life. And then some more people. Get three of them. People who do not have to give you life at this moment. You don't need any life from them at this moment. Name some more people that you don't need to get life from. And some more people you don't need to get life from. Okay, now let's get some people, just list some people who don't have to have beingness from you at this moment. Come on, there are some people who don't need beingness from you at this moment. Let's find them, check them off. Okay, now let's mock up something you know you can own. Get a picture, something you know you can have, and push it into your body. And then get a lot more of them, push them into your body. Get you out of the doldrums here. A lot more things you know you can own, push them into your body. Okay, now let's check off some people who don't need to have any beingness from you at this moment. Some people you don't have to grant any beingness to at this moment. Phrase it another way if that's easier. Some people you don't have to worry about at this moment. And some more people you don't have to grant beingness to at this moment. Several for sure now. All right, let's get some animals now you don't have to grant beingness to at this moment. Some more animals you don't have to grant beingness to at this moment. And some animals who don't have to grant beingness to you at this moment. And some more animals who don't have to grant beingness to you at this moment. Okay, now let's mock up something you know you can have and push it into your body. And do that several more times. Mock up some more things you know you can have and push them into your body. Some more things you know you can have and push them into your body. If your body's got any sore places, push them in there. Some more things you know you can have now and push them into your body. All right, now let's get some more things you know you can have and push those into your body. This time, pull them in from a direction that you haven't been using before, like the back or something like that. Some more things you know you could have and push those into your body. One of these days you find out you can have a planet and push that in. Push them in. Only push them in from a new quarter now. You've probably been pulling them in from the front. Let's push them in from the back. Up from the bottom, down from the top.
is a fine moment to get rid of TB or something. Let's mark up some more things you know you can have and pull them in on the body. Now, just for amusement, let's see if you can have anything as big as a planet now and pull that in on your body. And if you can do that, let's pull some more planets in. And after this, pull in something big, something worthwhile. If they start coming in with a rush, fine. Just put some more and let them come in with a rush. Now let's see if you could have a star, maybe, huh? And mark up one of those and pull it in on your body. Get a whole bunch of them. Now let's get a lot of heavy masses of any kind you can and pull them in on the body. Even if you get a ghost of them, that's all right. Heavy masses. I mean big black stars and, you know, galaxies and so forth. I mean, let's get something massive. If you get so heavy that you break the seat, that's okay. Massive objects, pull them in on yourself. More massive objects, whole galaxies if you can do it, pull them in on yourself. Okay, now let's just keep these. That's good. And let's get three people now and then some more that you don't have to grant any beingness to at this moment. Some more people you don't have to grant any beingness to at this moment. Some more people you don't have to grant any beingness to. Now let's check over some people who would be dead if you hadn't kept them alive. And I'll check over some people who are dead anyway.
Okay. Now, let's check over some people who do not have to grant you beingness at this moment. Some more people who don't have to grant you beingness at this moment. And some people you don't have to grant beingness to at this moment. Okay, now let's mock up some planets and heavy objects, real heavy objects, and push them into the body. Lots of them. Lots more of them. Real heavy objects and push them into the body. Mass is the thing, not meaning. Big objects. Try some black stars. They're very tasty. Get some more massive objects and stuff them in. No matter how dimly you get them, it's okay. It'll do you some good. Now try some galaxies. Galaxies a la Scientology. Try them. Stuff them into your body. Okay, throw some of these pieces of mass away, just to show that you can. And now find three places in the body in the room. Three places in the body. Three places in the room. Three places in the body. Three places in the room. Three places in the body. Three places in the room. Three places in the body. Spot these very precisely now. Small places, minute ones. Spot them exactly. Three places in the room. Spot these minutely and exactly. Three places in the body. Three places in the room. The same three places in the body. The same three places in the room. The same three places in the body. The same three places in the room. The same three places in the body. The same three places in the room, and spot each one of them very minutely. These places in the room don't have to be in space. They can be on the walls and so forth. But spot them very minutely. Three places in the body. Spot them very precisely and minutely in the same place as last time, but very minutely and precisely. Three places in the room now. Be very precise about these places. Get a pinpoint. The same three places in the body. The same three places in the room. The same three places in the body. The same three places in the room. The same three places in the body. The same three places in the room. The same three places in the body. The same three places in the room. The same three places in the body. The same three places in the room. The same three places in the body. The same three places in the room. To a pinpoint now. The same three places in the body. The same three places in the room. The same three places in the body. The same three places in the room. The same three places in the body. The same three places in the room.
To a pinpoint. The same three places in the body to a tiny, tiny size. The same three places in the room. The same three places in the body. The same three places in the room. The same three places in the body. The same three places in the room. Same three places in the body, to a pinpoint, very precisely. The same three places in the room. Same three places in the body. Same three places in the room. Same three places in the body. Same three places in the room. Same three places in the body. Same three places in the room. Now, whatever you're looking at, duplicate it. Whatever you're looking at, duplicate it again. And again. And again. And again. And again, and again, and again. Now find a nothingness someplace. A nothingness. Make one or find one. Now duplicate it many times. Duplicate it some more. Okay. Look at the front of the room. Theta-wise or with your messed eyes. Look at the front of the room. Look at the front of the room and create it. Create everything you see in the front of the room. Now shut your eyes and look at the front of the room and create it again. Now shut your eyes and uncreate it. Now open your eyes and create everything in the front of the room. Everything up here. Create the whole works. Now shut your eyes and uncreate it. Or if you're looking at it theta-wise, just look away and uncreate it. Now open your eyes and create the front of the room. Shut your eyes and uncreate the front of the room. Open your eyes and create the front of the room. Shut your eyes and uncreate the front of the room. Open your eyes and create the front of the room. Create the whole thing. I don't mean duplicate it now. I mean create it right where it is, just as you're looking at it. Say, because I see it, I put it there. Now shut your eyes and uncreate it. Now look at it and create it again. Now shut your eyes and uncreate it. Shut your eyes and uncreate it. Now open your eyes and create everything you see in the front of the room. Just create a front to this room, that's all. Now shut your eyes and uncreate it. Now open your eyes and create a front to this room. Now close your eyes and uncreate it. Now open your eyes and create the front of the room. Create these curtains now down to the last fabric, down to the last thread. Create all of it. Don't leave anything to chance. All right, close your eyes and uncreate it. And get it all gone now. Now open your eyes and create the front of the room. Close your eyes and uncreate it. All right, now whether or not you open and close your eyes, just follow the following. Create the front of the room. Uncreate it. Create it. 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 Now, find your right index finger. Good. You got it? You know it's there? All right, own it. Own the rest of that hand. Own your other hand. Own both arms. Own your feet. Both of them. Own your legs. Own your torso. Own your face. Own the back of your head. Duplicate what you see several times. Give me three paces where you are not. Be where you please. End of session.